This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The first reported case of the COVID-19 variant, first found in the United Kingdom, has now been discovered in the U.S. state of Colorado. Governor Jared Polis and state health officials announced Tuesday that the case was found in a man in his 20s who's in isolation and has no travel history. British scientists believe the new virus variant is more contagious than previously identified strains. Colorado health officials say the vaccines being given now are thought to be effective against this new variant. Public health officials are investigating other potential cases and doing contact tracing to determine the variant's spread in the state. President Donald Trump's push for large pandemic relief checks to struggling Americans stalled out on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote on the matter proposed by Democrats. Republican senators appear split over new spending. The Republican leader signaled an alternative approach, linking President Trump's demand for aid with restrictions the president wants on tech companies. McConnell says the Senate will begin a process to address the issues, but the next steps are uncertain. The House approved the larger checks, and a number of Republican senators now want them too. Also Tuesday, McConnell urged the Republican majority Senate to override President Trump's veto of a defense bill. France will not enforce a new lockdown for the time being to curb the spread of the coronavirus, but the health minister said on Tuesday it could soon impose an earlier curfew in eastern areas of the country, the worst hit by infections. France has already been through two lockdowns. This is VOA News. State television said Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune has returned after weeks away for being treated for COVID-19 in Germany. Tebboune's absence since the end of October has fueled speculation over his ability to finish his first term. The U.S. State Department approved a potential sale of 3,000 precision-guided munitions to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It's a deal valued up to $290 billion, according to the Pentagon. The sale comes in the final days of President Trump's presidency, and President-elect Biden has pledged to handle things differently. He has said he would halt arms sales to Saudi Arabia, the Middle East's biggest buyer of American weapons, in a bid to pressure Riyadh to end a war in Yemen that has caused the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The Pentagon statement said the proposed sale will improve Saudi Arabia's capability to meet current and future threats by increasing its stocks of long-range precision air-to-ground munitions. Despite approval by the State Department, the notification does not mean a contract has been signed or that negotiations have concluded. Iran has sentenced 8 of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source. It's the latest example of the Islamist-ruled nation's longstanding and internationally criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of its Baha'i religious minority. In a December 24th interview with VOA Persian from Iran, the source, who is familiar with the situation of the 6 men and 2 women, said their lawyers were informed a day earlier of the sentences handed down by a revolutionary court. Bangladesh has moved a second group of Rohingya refugees to a low-lying island in the Bay of Bengal. The country moving the group despite strong opposition by international human rights activists. Officials say more than 1,800 Rohingya arrived at Basanchar aboard several ships Tuesday, a day after leaving the overcrowded, squalid camps in the Cox's Bazar district. Bangladeshi Foreign Minister Abdul Momen said on Monday the refugees are being relocated to what he called a beautiful resort. Momen maintained that the island was 100 times better than the camps where the refugees are presently housed. But the refugees themselves and humanitarian workers have said that some of the Rohingya had been coerced to accept going there. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.